This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's a generally accepted reality of working in the nonprofit world that you are almost certainly going to make less than you would doing the same job at a for-profit company. And for a new college graduate with maybe tens of thousands of dollars in student loan debt, that difference in salary can be a real strike against taking a job with a nonprofit or in government. So Congress created the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program for people with federal student loans who work for nonprofits or in government jobs for at least 10 years. The catch is that that program has been notoriously difficult to qualify for, and a waiver that the Biden administration issued that lets more people in to that program expires in 4 days. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that story for us.
Congress created public service loan forgiveness under President Bush in 2007 to encourage people to go into lower-paying public service jobs.
These are our nurses, teachers, doctors, emergency service professionals, our social workers.
And legal aid attorneys like Jane Fox. Basically, people who work in any job in government or at most nonprofits. Full disclosure, that includes public radio, and it includes me. It also includes Erica Romero. She's 48 and lives in Arlington, Virginia, and she's been working for higher education nonprofits since 2005. That's when she started paying back the $100,000 she'd taken out in student loans for her master's in public policy.
I don't remember the payment amount, but I know I was not making much of a dent.
When she learned about PSLF, she figured she had a path to getting rid of the loans. But the thing is, the program has a lot of very specific rules about what kind of loan you have to have and what kind of repayment program you have to be in. And very few people understood them.
I went and I applied after 10 years for public service loan forgiveness and got denied.
Almost everyone who applied for PSLF in the first few years got denied.
The program never really exceeded a 1-2% approval rate.
Adam Minsky is a lawyer who focuses on helping student loan borrowers.
The original PSLF program requirements were not really adequately communicated to borrowers, and so people were applying without realizing, hey, I didn't have the right type of loan, or I wasn't on the right type of repayment plan.
Minsky says the companies that service student loans didn't help. They generally didn't tell borrowers that the program even existed, or help them get on track for it.
When someone would call in and say, hey, what are my options? I can't afford my payments. They would just put people into a forbearance. And the result is that borrowers wasted a lot of time that might otherwise have counted towards loan forgiveness.
Now, though, all of those payments can potentially count towards forgiveness. Last fall, the Biden administration announced it was retroactively changing many of the requirements for PSLF with a temporary waiver.
What the waiver does is it sort of gives borrowers like a one-time only get out of jail free card.
Betsy Mayotte at the nonprofit Institute of Student Loan Advisors says anyone who applies before October 31st can get credit for years of past payments that normally wouldn't count.
Oh, it's huge. A lot of people have gotten forgiveness right out of the gate where, you know, before this waiver, they didn't think they were ever going to get it.
That includes Erica Romero, who had her first PSLF application rejected a couple of years ago. When she first heard about the waiver,
I was a little reluctant. I'm like, do I really want to bother to go through this just to get rejected again?
But she says a lot of her friends started posting about it on social media.
And then after I started seeing more and more stories of folks getting approved, I'm like, okay, it's going to be worth the effort. Let's give it a try and see what they say.
She applied again, and about 5 months later, she got the email. The roughly $40,000 in federal loans she had left had been forgiven. Her balance was zero.
It was amazing. It really was a relief to know that I would be done paying my loans before I retired.
So far, the Department of Education says more than 236,000 people have had a total of $14 billion in loans forgiven. Many more have applied and are waiting for their applications to be processed. And Betsy Mayotte at the Institute of Student Loan Advisors says there are likely still a whole lot more people who could benefit but haven't applied yet. To them, she says,
if you're within the sound of my voice, you should be submitting a PSLF form ASAP.
Because the limited waiver expires in a few days. Some of the changes to the program will stick around. Just this week, the Biden administration announced that borrowers who missed the deadline will get one last shot next summer. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.